By O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Rain, some heavy, is coming to much of the nation, as meteorologist Craig Allen tells us.
Alerts for flooding in effect for eastern Texas into the northern portions of Louisiana. Northern sections of Georgia right on up through Kentucky and Tennessee. There's also going to be flooding farther to the south down along the I-20 and I-10 corridor from some of the heavier showers as well as thunderstorms.
Heavy snow will soon begin falling in mid-Atlantic states. Treacherous travel conditions are expected through early Wednesday in much of Virginia and West Virginia. One person was killed and three hurt when one mid-sized plane hit another off the runway at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
A Learjet aircraft on its arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked. It appears that the left main gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident.
Airport spokesperson Kelly Keister. The U.S. Senate cleared the way last night for a final vote on the confirmation of former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard to be Director of National Intelligence. GOP Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton rejected Democratic concerns over what they see as alleged Gabbard links to Russia and former Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Cotton spoke at an earlier hearing.
She has undergone five FBI background checks. I spent more than 2 hours last week reviewing the latest, putting eyes on more than 300 pages. It's clean as a whistle.
President Trump has imposed tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum that is imported to the United States. And that includes Canada, Mexico, South Korea, Brazil, Vietnam. Separate from that, the president says at some point this week he will also sign an executive order to issue tariffs, retaliating on any country that imposes fees on U.S. exports.
The president also put a stop to federal efforts to replace plastic straws, seen as an environmental issue, with paper-based straws.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
A dairy worker in Nevada has been infected with a new type of bird flu that's different from the version spreading in U.S. herds since last year. CDC says the illness was mild and the person has recovered. This newer strain had been seen before, but this is the first time an infection was actually traced back to a cow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
A documentary on one of the most influential hitmakers of the 60s and 70s is making its streaming debut this week.
Sylvester Stewart is often described like this.
Do you believe in the concept of black genius?
You know him better as Sly Stone, as in Sly and the Family Stone, whose music ruled the airwaves during the late 60s and early 70s and influenced generations that followed. The Hulu documentary was produced by Questlove, who's become as much of a filmmaker as he is musician, and it promises to tell Stone's complete story, good and bad.
The anxiety, the pressure, the drug use.
Sly Lives, The Burden of Black Genius, streams starting Thursday. Peter King, CBS News.
Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, is selling T-shirts bearing a swastika, the symbol of the Nazi party adopted by Adolf Hitler back in 1920, $20 each. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little flurry and light snow action in the overnight. Otherwise, clouds and temperatures in the upper teens. Winds will turn to the north. Morning flurries Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 20s. Light snow developing Tuesday night. It's 24 at our studios.
Left a good job in the city, Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Summer day.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're all I got. Local news, and now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
I'm not afraid to they used to be. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words. Thank you.
silence.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
too low. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. By the way, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. It's much too crowded. Oh, you're got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shout you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Investigators are pointing to a landing gear on a mid-sized plane that landed and crashed into another plane parked off the runway at the city airport in Scottsdale, Arizona. One person died, three were injured. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is following the investigation.
It was coming in from Austin, squared up for what appeared to be a normal landing until that apparent gear failure sent it veering off the runway and into another airplane. The NTSB and the FAA will certainly look into this accident to try to determine the cause and what factors, what lessons can be learned from it to perhaps make future flying safer.
Winter weather is about to complicate Tuesday travel for many. Let's hear from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Today, the biggest snow totals likely coming out of the Kansas City area. We've got a winter storm warning in effect. That one is going to be running throughout the day today and potentially even into Wednesday morning. 5 to 10 inches of snow broadly across that section of the country. And then later on today, things really start to get underway in portions of the lower Ohio River Valley and then into the mid-Atlantic.
And flood alerts are in effect from eastern Texas to north Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. President Trump issued an ultimatum and a threat to Hamas, saying he wants all Israeli hostages released this coming weekend or the ceasefire deal should be canceled.
It's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned,